You can get serotonin and vitamin D and all that other good stuff. And we're gonna, speaking of good stuff, we're going to start off with a slower number. I wanted to play a number of weeks ago, but just didn't have the time. It's Ewan McCall. His daughter Christy sang the Billy Bragg cover of the cover of Billy Bragg's New England, and was also on Fairy Tale of New York with the Pogues. And on the vocal accompaniment is the half sister of Pete Seeger, Peggy. Anyway, here's one I think you'll all enjoy.
I found my love by the gasworks croft, dreamed a dream by the old canal, kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
Heard a siren from the dawn. Saw a train set the night on fire. Smelled the spring on the smoky wind.
Dirty old town. Dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on the beach. Spring's a girl in the street at night.
Dirty old town,
dirty old town. Sharp axe, shining steel, tempered in the fire. We'll chop you down like an old dead tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
That is, of course, September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Before that, we had Sharon Van Etten with Comeback Kid off of her most recent album, Remind Me Tomorrow, released last year. We start off with Ewan McCall with vocal accompaniment by Peggy Seeger, Dirty Old Town off the album Black and White. And that was covered by the Pogues. And speaking of the Pogues in a little bit, we're going to be playing a song from the Radiators in Space, the 70s Irish punk band, which once counted, what was his name? It was, I feel terrible on the spot. I've forgotten his name, but he was also in the Pogues and wrote Philip Chevron, that's who it was. Phil Chevron, late great Philip Chevron, who later joined the Pogues, was Radiators from Space, and we'll be playing a song from their debut album, Ghost Town. We'll also have a little guide by Voices, but first, we're going to play a song that was recently requested to me by my father a few weeks ago when I was home, so this is very belatedly going out to my father, Armando.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. For the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world.
Don't ask me questions, don't know this. watched a movie as it slid across your window pane, or struggled with a bit of rain, or danced about the weather vane, or settled on a moving train and wonder where the train's been, or on a fence with bits of crap around its bottom, blown there by a windbeam who searches for the
Harry Nilsson with the Moonbeam song off of Nilsson Schmilsson. Before that, we had Guided by Voices, Jane of the Waking Universe off of Maggie Earwig. My favorite song of theirs, The Radiators from Space, Million Dollar Hero from Ghost Town, and Cat Stevens, now known as Yusuf, with Morning Has Broken off of Teaser and the Fire Cat, which contained his biggest hit, Peace Train. All right, we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, so let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. It's a don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And now let's keep the rhythm going with something from Cake.
I just Morning. Have you got Henry Kissinger Sings the Blues?
No, but we have got the new Monty Python's Life of Brian album.
How about Sir Keith Joseph's Bath Songs?
No, that neither. But we do have the Monty Python's Life of Brian album.
Or Richie Beno at the Talk of the Town?
Life of Brian album's very good.
Or Greta Garbo Sings the Ramones.
How about the soundtrack from the film Life of Brian?
Fred Astaire and Ginger Baker.
No, I'm sorry, I'm afraid we don't have any of those.
Oh, all right. I'll have the Monty Python album.
Sorry, we're sold out.
Monty Python's Life of Brian, banned in Norway, Ireland and Harrogate. Get it before they do.
a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as... A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as... John Scott Brewer's group, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. When I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being, and then I'm happy for the rest of the day, safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know, and it's not about you joggers who go round.
Oh!
Love that song. That was I Love a Man in Uniform by Gang of Four. Guitarist Andy Gill passed away over the weekend, and a damn shame that is. I was off of their third album, Songs of the Free, and also popped up on the compilation of which I played it, A Brief History of the 20th Century. Blur, Park Life, title track, song, album the same name, etc., etc. Kaiser Chiefs, Ruby, Yours Truly, Angry Mob was the album, and I remember that album vaguely. We also had a brief ad for Monty Python's Life of Brian album. Fun fact, that movie actually was banned in Ireland because it was considered to be blasphemous. No, it was considered to be blasphemous, but it pokes fun at the mythos around Jesus, not Jesus himself. So, in fact, it is heresy. And we start off with Cake, Love You Madly, off of Comfort Eagle. And as we go into the home stretch here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford, in this brand spanking new time slot with the new time slot smell, let's take things south of the board right now with a bit of Itijimani for all you politically minded people out there.
Desde el hondo crisol de la patria se levanta el clamor popular. Ya se anuncia la nueva alborada. Todo Chile comienza a cantar, recordando al soldado valiente cuyo ejemplo lo hiciera inmortal. Enfrentemos primero a la muerte. A la patria jamás. Venceremos, venceremos, mil cadenas habrá que romper. Venceremos, venceremos, la miseria sabremos vencer. Sabremos vencer. Campesinos, soldados, mineros, la mujer de la patria también, estudiantes, empleados y obreros, cumpliremos con nuestro deber. Sembraremos las tierras de gloria. Socialistas será el porvenir.
Every day I look at the world. Chance, fondly today, were to leave by tomorrow or die in the night, just like fairy gifts fading away. Amen.
Come on, honey.
winter. Come on, Eileen, I swear this I'm feeling. Oh, one more time, warm than never. Around here we've changed. You've grown. Oh, so clear. Oh, one more time, more than ever. Things round here have changed. We used to go to Ralura, to Ralura. Oh, that's an Irish lullaby. It's perfect for singing in my daddy's knee. Oh, come on, Alina, you know how I feel, I swear. I tell you, if you stick close to me, I tell you, eventually things round here will change. You'll grow. Oh, so grow. Oh, I must say more than ever. Around here we've changed. I say to
that is, of course, Dexy's Midnight Runners with a live version of Come on, Eileen. It was recorded for BBC Radio 1 way back when. And Ted Leo is going to be touring various cities in the Northeast around the St. Patrick's Day holiday in a Dexy's Midnight Runner cover band, because he's quite a fan of them and also fancies their number two song, Gino, which I played a few weeks ago and is indeed a banger. Before that, we had Dear Tick, When She Comes Home from the Black Dirt Sessions, The Kinks, Waterloo Sunset, off of Something Else. We start off with Indigimani, Venceremos, from their 1970 album, Canto al Programa. And that's going to do it for me here this week on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in on this brand new time slot. I'm out the door, but you should stay right where you are and tune in next week when you'll hear more of the same, except slightly different. Bye now.
I know you're gonna put some good music on the stereo. All I want for you to move and get down with me. Yeah, you can't run, yeah, you can't split. You can do what you gotta do. Just so long as you got the groove.